Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Welcome to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and today we're joined with one of the top quarterbacks in this upcoming NFL Draft. It's Tim Hiller of Western Michigan, the Broncos. Tim, how you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for your time. Good to be here.
Oh, no, we appreciate you. You're the busy one. You got a lot going on. So, obviously, your pro day, I believe, was March 9th. How did you feel that went for you?
You know, it really went as well as it could. We thought we had a great day with the receivers. Had a couple former guys come back and catch for me, and it went well. And, you know, I stood by my numbers from the combine. Thought we had a good day out in Indy and just wanted to come back and throw and, put in some throws in the program that the scouts wanted to see and get their feedback a little bit. And I came away with a lot of good feedback from the teams that were in attendance, and I'm just excited for the next step.
And you've been a very busy man. I mean, since the last game of the season, I mean, you played in Texas First Nation, scouting combine, obviously your pro day. I think, you know, it's just a never-ending process. I'm sure you're beginning the workouts now for teams. But, take us through how much did Texas First Nation kind of help get you prepared for the scouting combine of the constant, you know, pooling and interviews from NFL teams?
Sure. I think it was a big help with the interview process, especially, just being around scouts, being around NFL personnel, and just kind of understanding, you know, the flow of an interview and how it would go. And I had a great week of practice down there, which is really the key, you know, is making the most of your opportunities in practice and just being around NFL personnel people and playing with some players that you haven't played with. At the combine, you're asked to be in an environment where you're thrown to some receivers that, you know, you haven't worked with in the past. And so that was a good week of preparation for, you know, what ultimately took place in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and I was fortunate enough that I actually got to, I was part of one of the groups that got to go inside the combine and watch you guys perform live, and you guys were thrown to the group five wide receivers when I was watching you, and actually the other day I saw Carter Chow at Kent State, and he was asking me, well, how Tim looked, so we were actually talking about, you know, the funny thing was, with you guys and your jersey numbers, it was kind of hard to decipher who was actually throwing. I mean, I think I called you Jevin Sneed like 16 times, and the guy sitting next to him, like, was that Tim? And he's like, I don't know. And, you know, we were going back and forth, and it was quite, you know, we're like, is that Skelton? And, you know, each quarterback we thought was the other quarterback, so our notes really got baffled, and we just kind of had to kind of throw them all out, you know, all out for nothing, because we kept writing about the wrong individual. But Tim Hiller here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. Tim, I mean, obviously you had a great career. I mean, you basically own every single passing record at Western Michigan. When did it start to set in that the skill set was there, that, you know, you had the ability to take it to the next level?
You know, that's a great question that several people have asked me. I really think it didn't really set in until my junior year. You know, I came to Western Michigan trying to be the best college quarterback I could possibly be and earning the starting job, and then just trying to fulfill my potential and working hard every day to do that. And it didn't really come a reality, I think, until the end of my junior year when, you know, we put together a solid year. We were 9-3, went to the Texas Bowl down in Houston, and had some success when I realized a little bit that this was a possibility. And then, you know, when I did get to that next step of heading into my senior year, I think one thing that's an easy temptation is to allow it to become a distraction. So my focus throughout my senior year was solely on that. You know, it wasn't on picking an agent or worrying about, you know, what people are saying in the media. It was all about, you know, focusing on the here and now and playing as well as possible and having a big senior year.
And obviously you definitely had a great senior year. The numbers are just off the charts, and obviously that's helped you lead you to where you're at today. And, you know, looking back at your time at Western Michigan, I mean, was there anyone that stood out to you, either a coach or a player, that kind of helped get you to where you're at now?
Well, I mean, my first year, I was very fortunate to play with a couple of what turned out to be second-round draft picks, and Greg Jennings in Green Bay, and Tony Scheffler, a tight end for the Denver Broncos, and, you know, two guys who made me look very good on a lot of occasions, but who paved the way for our team as leaders and really helped turn the program around that year from a program that was struggling the year before, and, you know, just tried to follow in some of the hard-working footsteps that they had laid. And you know, all the credit really goes to Tim Lester, who was my first quarterback coach, as well as, you know, Bill Cubitt, Coach Cubitt, who understands, you know, a West Coast type of offense. You know, we're under center a lot. We love to throw the ball, and I just learned a lot from those guys. And I think the coaching that I had has prepared me well to continue to play at the next level.
And in terms of that next level, I mean, your pro day, how many teams do you think showed up to watch you throw?
You know, I had a good number of teams that had a need at quarterback. You know, I couldn't tell you an exact number, but, you know, it was a decent turnout. We had teams that were there to, you know, evaluate my teammates as well as myself. And, you know, that's the great thing about the combine is, you know, whether or not everybody's there at your pro day, you had a chance to be in front of all 32 teams in Indianapolis. And, you know, that was a great opportunity for me to show them, you know, that I was healthy, that I was moving around well, and that, you know, I was capable of making all the throws that I'll be asked to at the next level.
And was there any, I mean, with all the quarterbacks that weren't throwing, I mean, I know I talked to some other quarterbacks out there, just, you know, the level, just you want to compete, you want to see what the other guys have. Was there any, you know, were you let down a little bit that, you know, most of the guys weren't throwing?
Honestly, I embraced it. I mean, I felt like it was a great opportunity for, you know, a guy like me who's maybe under the radar a little bit, who is not, you know, in the media every day, as some of these guys are. You know, I had a chance to go out and show my stuff, and with them not throwing, I think it, you know, put a guy like me in even a better light. And so I just tried to embrace the opportunity. I thought it worked out pretty well that, you know, a lot of guys weren't throwing. It was a chance to, you know, step to the forefront, and I tried my best to do that.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think it's – I applaud you for throwing. I mean, you talk with the coaches and, you know, the GMs, everyone down there. I mean, they really do have a soft spot, I think, when, you know, guys, especially the quarterbacks, throw. I mean, my take on it is, you know, like your pro day is kind of a situation where you kind of, you know, you're going to do what you want to do. But, you know, I think I want to see my quarterback when things aren't going right.
Right.
When things aren't going well, how's the quarterback going to perform? I think, you know, it's easy to say, well, how's he look when everything's perfect? Well, he looks perfect. So.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. The message that I wanted to send is, you know, I'm a competitor. I've worked hard all my life. That's all I've known. That's the way I was raised. And I've just tried to work hard for everything, and I'm a competitor. You know, whether things are good or bad, you know, throughout my career at Western, I've just battled and battled hard till the end. And, you know, that was my goal. I mean, I benched. I did every event and through. And I got nothing to hide. You know, I just want to go out there and put my best foot forward. And that's, you know, if any message was sent, that's, you know, one that I hope got across.
And Tim Hiller, Western Michigan Bronco, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Tim, I mean, obviously a lot are made of the MAC quarterbacks, you and Dan LeFever. I mean, both of you guys are standouts in the division or the conference. I mean, are you guys close? I mean, with so much back and forth talk, you know, between you, I mean, there's not too many MAC shows or guys when, you know, they come up, you know, from the MAC that, you know, I'll ask them about both of you guys. And, you know, usually the players give a different response. You know, they like this part of your game and they like that part of that game for Dan. But, how much do you guys, you know, touch base, if at all?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Dan and I are more acquaintances than anything. He's a great player. I've gotten to know him a little better through the years, obviously playing against him every year, but then also, you know, MAC Media Day and some of these things going on. And actually, I did my training at the Athletes Performance Institute in California, but at the end of my training, I had to accept the Werfel Trophy down in near Pensacola, Florida, and so I actually trained at the API facility Florida, where he and Sam Bradford were both training. So I got to know Dan a little better through that, and spent some time with him. I mean, he's a great kid, you know, obviously a tremendous leader. You know, the record he posted at Central with bowl games and championships speaks for itself. And, you know, he does a lot of great things for his team. He's very mobile, can throw and run the ball very well. And he's had a great career, and I hope the best for him because, you know, he does a lot of things the right way.
Excellent. And once again, Tim Hiller here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Tim, do you have any workouts or any upcoming workouts with any NFL teams on the docket?
You know, we're in the process of getting some of those scheduled and, you know, really hoping for some team visits as well and a chance to, you know, get on the board and watch some film and interview further coming up in April. But, you know, that's the advantage of having early pro days. You have this time to get ready, and as these pro days wind down and some other ones are, you know, Michigan State is today and Michigan's coming up as well. Central's, you know, some scouts will be in the area, and, you know, looking forward to having them come through and get some more workouts on campus. So it's an exciting time, but, you know, just trying to stay focused and work hard and stay ready.
And, I mean, you talked about Texas First Nation as a good platform to the combine. I mean, between the Texas First Nation and the, you know, the scouting combine, were there any you know, pinch yourself moments where you might have been, you know, hypothetically sitting next to Bill Parcells or somebody like that while they were, you know, say, you know, having you diagram a play, and you kind of had to catch yourself saying, hey, I'm showing Bill Belichick how to do this play, or anything like that?
Sure. Well, you know, I mean, there are head coaches and offensive coordinators that you see on TV around everywhere, and I tried to get that out of my system real quickly. You know, as soon as I got there, you know, hey, this is all business. This is what I'm here to do, and, you know, I'm not here just for the experience. I'm here to make this my career. And, you know, when I was in the interviews, honestly, I was focused. I was in the here and now, and, you know, had my mind where my rear end was, and I was just right there in the moment trying to, you know, do my very best and show them, you know, all the things that we've done on offense at Western and how that's prepared me for the next level. And, you know, I, like I said, I think it went pretty well, and it's really a testament to my coaches here and the job that they've done preparing me.
Excellent. And, you know, Tim, I mean, you know, obviously everyone's breaking down game film of you right now and, you know, looking and seeing what Tim Hiller is made of. Is there anything that, you know, breaking down film we might not see? I mean, maybe just because of the offensive system you ran at Western Michigan, there might not have been something you could have showcased that you do well that, you know, we might not be able to see on game film?
Sure. You know, I think the thing that doesn't come out on film and that is something that separates me from a lot of guys is the will to prepare and just, you know, the amount of study and preparation that's put in our system. You know, playing quarterback at Western Michigan, we have full responsibility in Coach Cupid's offense to get in and out of any play at any time, you know, whether that's changing, you know, in the run and pass game, whether that's a protection check, keeping a tight end in, you know, completely changing the play. You know, you name it, we have the opportunity to do it and the freedom to do it. And so what that forces a quarterback in our offense to do is to prepare very well and be very adept at identifying defenses, recognizing coverages, and studying a lot of tape. And those are things that, you know, obviously you can hear about and you may not, you know, see them on film, but, you know, once I get wherever I get and get the opportunity that I'm hoping for, you know, teams will see, you know, hopefully I'm a pleasure to coach, and they'll just enjoy the work habits and the preparation and the accountability that they can just trust me each week.
And in terms of the coaching staffs that you've spoken with, I mean, is there anything that they want to see out of you that they haven't seen yet that you know, even at your pro day, that you kind of needed to, you know, prove to them that they, so, you know, to make them comfortable with your game?
Well, you know, I think some of the feedback we heard is some people, you know, wanted to see arm strength, wanted to see me throw live, wanted to see my velocity. And, you know, I would like to think that my workouts thus far have already answered that question. And, you know, I've worked hard on building, you know, hip and core strength and really building that, you know, rotation of the body and the trunk that really improves velocity. You know, arm strength isn't purely arm strength. That's where it comes from. And so, in, you know, that coupled with continuing to work on my footwork, I mean, I feel like I've improved a lot even in this time after the season. And, you know, I want to continue to do that once I get with the team and begin to, you know, do things their way with their coaches.
Excellent. Once again, Tim Hiller here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Tim is one of the top QB prospects heading into the April NFL Draft that's closely approaching. Tim, I mean, you know, some of the quarterbacks I've talked with in the past, they have a good relationship with their offensive linemen, like Anthony Parker, Matt Stevens, Philip Swanson, and those gentlemen. Do you guys have a close bond?
Oh, definitely. I mean, those guys, you know, are the guys that, you know, you have to kind of trust your life with at times, and they're up there fighting their butts off for you. And, you know, my perspective has always been to, you know, push those guys, constantly encourage them, and communicate well with them, you know, because we do a lot of changing protections and things with the line of scrimmage, and absolutely have a close bond, you know, take those guys out to eat after the season, and you know, try to take good care of them because they take good care of me, and, you know, those guys are your best friends. You gotta be tight with them.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, like I said, a lot of quarterbacks I talk with do have a nice bond with those big guys that protect them up front, and obviously you're no different from the other gentleman I spoke with. Tim, before we let you go today, we always like to have some fun. We call it three downs and out, and there are questions just on the lighter side of things. You want to take a shot at?
Sounds good. It sounds tough. I don't know.
Nah,
you ready?
Yeah, I think you'll get through it. I think if you survive the combine and all the stuff that they had to ask you, you know, between a cat and a dog, and rate your childhood from a 1 through 5, and all the other questions that you go through, this will be. I think you'll get through. If you could take any female celebrity out to dinner, who would you like to take?
Holy cow. Well, you know, I'm engaged, so I got to be careful here.
Just
so
dinner.
I don't want her to get mad. But I admire. Had a chance to meet Annika Sorenstam down in Florida at the Werfel Trophy and was impressed by her work ethic and her story of her career. And so, you know, we'd like to, I guess, get to know her more and hear more about her, because she did a great job speaking at the Werfel Trophy banquet.
Excellent. And if you were on America's Got Talent and you couldn't showcase your great quarterback skills, what other talent could you showcase, America?
Holy cow. Man, I don't know. I used to play the saxophone when I was younger, so I guess I'd try to pick that up and see if I could pick up where I left off. That was a few years ago, though, so I'd be pretty rusty.
You should bust that saxophone out and maybe play your fiance a song or, you know, at a nice dinner. Huh?
There you go. See, you're better than me. That.
See, that's good brownie points there, man. You know?
Definitely.
And the final question, Tim, before we let you go today is, if you could be the spokesperson or you could be the face of any product, you know, the advertisement part of it, what would you like to endorse and be the face of?
Oh, wow. You know, one thing my fiance and I have a passion for is we do a lot of work at the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and, you know, that's an organization, you know, that's faith-based and that we love to participate in, and I love the message that it stands for, you know, using athletes and coaches to use their platform in a positive way to be a positive role model and impact others. And so I would love to, you know, as my career progresses, you know, be a part of promoting either the Fellowship of Christian Athletes or maybe the Boys and Girls Club of America, you know, two phenomenal organizations that I've been blessed to volunteer for a lot.
Yeah, that's excellent. And anytime anyone brings anything like up, we share scripture, Psalms 34:7, delight yourself in the Lord, he'll give you the desires of your heart. That's my favorite scripture to go on right there.
Amen. That's a great verse. And, you know, God's been good to me, and it's exciting to, you know, use your platform as an athlete to share your faith. It's wonderful.
Excellent. Well, Tim, hey, we know you're a very busy man. Obviously, you got your head on straight and you're headed in the right direction. That's wonderful to hear. And we wanted to thank you for spending some time and joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
All right. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem at all. That's Tim Hiller, one of the top QB prospects, joining us here again on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, powered by All Access Football here on the Fantasy Sports Channel. And a kid like Tim, you know, he brings a lot of great skills. Obviously, the head's on right, very focused, and, you know, the will to win is definitely inside that young man. Remember, if you go to www.nfldraftbible.com and you type in Bo VIP, you're going to get 50% off the all-access membership, and that's going to be for the book, 300 pages. That's also going to be in PDF form that you're going to get on your computer. And you're also going to get 18 installments of College Football Insiders that also comes through the good old Internet. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and thanks once again for spending some time with me as we talk with Tim Hiller, the Western Michigan Broncos QB, as he makes his path towards the NFL draft.